to Travel with Vanita and Friends. Now, today we have been talking with my friend Roland Sali, who is a Swiss cheese expert, talking all about Emmental cheese, the one that we call Swiss cheese with all the holes. But I'm sure after today's show, you're going to call it Emmental as well. Now, it's been great talking with Roland. I have a little bit more to share with you from our conversation where he talks about some of his favorite foods and also to maybe what the Swiss cheese industry thinks about how we like to eat cheese. So here's the rest of my conversation with Roland. Okay, so Roland, what is your favorite cheese dish?
I guess it's not really a dish at all. My personal favorite is quite and simply fresh dark bread with two different aged cheeses. Then the cheese is on the focus and the taste, influenced by the raw milk, thereby comes out fully. So that's all for me. That's better than every other dish with some spices and many other influences.
Yeah.
And for sure, a glass of wine or beer.
I was going to ask, you got to have a glass of wine with the cheese and the bread. That sounds perfect.
That matches perfect.
Okay, so here in the U.S., we love grilled cheese sandwiches. So is that a thing in Switzerland, grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, it's not such a big thing like in the U.S., for sure. But I love sandwiches also very, very much, but I consume them not so often. But my favorite cheese here in a cheese sandwich is if it's prepared warm, it's raclette or Gruyere.
Mm. Yeah, I love Gruyere too. You're getting me hungry.
It's early in the morning. I'm close to the main dish in the evening, so I'm hungry too. Angry.
Well, you can have that cheese, bread, and wine, and just think about me. Have a glass for me and a bite for me as well.
I'll do.
But now, I recently found out about the Descending Cows celebration. That sounds so fascinating. And first of all, I can't believe I missed it all of those years that I was coming to Switzerland when I was with Pan Am. I can't believe I missed the Descending Cows. But that sounds really fascinating. Tell me a little bit about that celebration, because...
Yeah, absolutely. Das Alp is an essential part of our culture and tradition. At the end of the season, in September, it depends on the region, the families come back to the valley from the Alp with their cows, and it's always a celebration of gathering after a hot summer on the Alp. Mm. So the Alpine departure takes place mainly in the areas close to the mountains, and it's really, it's kind like festival for the countryside.
Mm. I saw some photos and some videos, and it looks really very interesting and like a lot of fun, very festive. I would love to.
Yeah, if you once have the possibility to a trip at this period to Switzerland, you have to ask where is the closest desert where you can visit and show, be part of this tradition for sure. That's a great opportunity.
I would just love to see how the cows are decorated and the sound of the bells. I think that would really be really cool.
Yeah.
Are there things that we can do or that our listeners can do when they come to Switzerland to have, I guess you could say, a cheese experience?
No, there are many possibilities, but especially for tourists, there are several show dairies in the regions which are set up specifically for visitors. There you can follow the manufacturing steps on the craft, can be visited daily during the production of cheese and provide probably some interesting insights. Unfortunately, it's impossible to visit every village dairy due to hygienic rules, but these special show dairies are also a good opportunity to have a better idea about the handcraft and the manufacturing steps.
And I would say cheese is also a great souvenir to bring back.
For sure. Cheese is, if the cheese is well packed, it can also be transported for a certain time unrefrigerated on your suitcase, on the plane, but only for a certain time. But however, as with chocolate as well, you should take into account the customs quantity restrictions.
Oh, good point, Roland. Yeah, very good point. So we should probably check on that before we leave and make sure we can bring it back.
Yeah, probably, because otherwise it can be expensive.
And the customs guys will have a nice evening of cheese and bread and wine, and not me.
Yeah, they will pick your souvenir.
That's right. Well, Roland, this has been really great. I mean, I feel as though I've learned a lot about cheese from the two opportunities to hear you speak about it. And I do have one last thing that I would love for you to complete this sentence for me or finish this sentence. Cheese is?
Cheese is true pleasure for me when I'm able to find the characteristics of a raw milk cheese and the region in the taste of the cheese.
I love that, because that then really does speak to the destination.
What an amazing conversation with Roland. I know I learned so much about cheese, and I know that I want to simply always just call it Swiss cheese because it is one of my favorites, and I want to give it all of its due because, you see, it's quite a process to get that cheese from starting with the cows in those beautiful areas where they're grazing and eating to our plate where we are eating it. So it's a big process, so we do need to give it all of its respect. Now, one of the things that Roland mentioned is that you can come for a tour. So that is great news. When we're visiting Switzerland, we definitely want to do that. Now, there is a guided tour of the company where he works, Germino, where you can visit the cheese warehouse to learn more about Emmental. You can see behind the scenes of the cheese making process. And part of the tour, you can actually taste it. And there's nothing more perfect than that. So the whole family can have a great time. Now, there's also a cheese cellar in Lucerne, where you can also visit there. You can see the cheese maturing. You can learn more of the exciting facts about the origin and the name and the production of the cheese as well. And if you want to just start planning that trip to Switzerland, you definitely want to check out my friends over at Switzerland Tourism. They are great folks there, and they can really help you get started planning a trip where you can visit the dairies, you can visit actually some of the places where the cows are. So you can do something like that where you actually see the cows, you get a chance to hear so much about them, because they do call the cows happy cows for a reason. They are well tended to, and their milk really provides all of this great cheese that we so enjoy. So if you would like a longer, more involved experience with it, you can definitely find all of those opportunities at myswitzerland.com. Now, I want you to also check out my friend Roland's company, Germino. So visit their website at germino.ch, and that's GOURMINO.CH. Visit them on Instagram as well at Germino LTD and on Facebook at Germino Swiss Cheeses. Now, both places you will find photographs, you'll find educational information, videos, and you'll also find Roland there too. You're going to just see him there, actually involved in some of the work. And to put you in the mood for cheese, bread, and your favorite wine, let's talk a little bit more about that contest, because I know you want to enter that. Now, you do have to be a U.S. resident living here in the U.S. because shipping cheese is not just, you know, putting it in the box and sending it your way. It's a little bit more involved in that. So we're sending it only to the U.S. residents who are participating in the contest. Now, here's how you can do this. Over the next 2 weeks, you'll have a chance to explore Switzerland virtually. Follow me on social media, both on Instagram at Anita and Friends and on Facebook at Travel with Anita. Now, the contest will actually be taking place on the Facebook page, Travel with Anita, so make sure you go there. And throughout the next 2 weeks, we will post trivia. You will need to answer those trivia questions in order to enter. Now, you can enter as many times as you like, and those questions will be based on information from my conversation with Roland, information from posts that we will be sharing, and visits to the myswitzerland.com website. So each time you answer correctly, your name will be entered for a chance to win cheese. And you'll also win a cheese knife and fork. How cool is that? So definitely check out the Facebook page, Travel with Anita. Now, thanks for joining me today. I'm headed off to get some cheese because I'm ready for some. I'm pretty sure you are too. But thanks for joining me today for another interesting person in a fascinating destination. And join me in 2 weeks when I have another person joining me. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.